This is a Sichuan news update. For 110 days, the Palestine Solidarity Encampment stood in the center of Vancouver Island University. Protesters took part in sit-ins, created posters and chalk messages around the campus, and held literary readings. This was until the encampment was ordered to be taken down by the BC Supreme Court. Now, 6 months later, two of those student protesters are wondering why they have been suspended from the school for their efforts with the encampment.
I'm an alumni of this university, yet now it just comes with like a little bit of an embarrassment. And something, it's like, yeah, this is, I'm an alumni of this university that also sued me for standing up for human rights.
That's Sara Kashari. On October 4th, 2024, another student and Kashari received letters from the university saying they have both been suspended from Vancouver Island University, or VIU, following an investigation into their protesting on campus. Kashari was suspended for 2 years. Although she's already graduated, for 7 years she could not access her transcripts, stopping her from applying for further education. The other student was suspended for 1 year. CHY won't be naming the other student due to concerns of further harassment. During the encampment, Kashari took on the role of the spokesperson, speaking for the encampment at meetings with the university as well as to media. But she says neither she nor the other student did anything worse than the others who took part in the encampment, and can't understand why roughly out of the 30 people who took part in the encampment, only they were punished.
It's difficult to not think that this is a targeted investigation and suspension of Palestinian students. They targeted the spokesperson for the encampment. To me, that says you either want to send a warning to all the other students to not protest, basically, or to not exercise their freedom of expression.
Kashari could not go into a lot of detail about the investigation that led to the suspension due to it being confidential for those not involved. About a month into the encampment, Deborah Swossier, the university's president and vice chancellor, posted a letter to the VIU website that said although the university does not tolerate activities that result in an unsafe environment on campus, quote, members of our community will not be punished for participating in the encampment, unquote. While Kashari claims their demonstrations on campus were peaceful, according to a post made by the university on May 10th, the campus Starbucks had to be closed temporarily after complaints about the encampment's posters and chalk messages near the coffee shop. In an Instagram post from the Palestine Solidarity Encampment about the closing of the Starbucks, it included a photo of one of their chalk messages placed outside the entrance to the Starbucks. It read, "Starbucks supports genocide. For a $6 coffee, you too can kill a child." Following the suspension, both students filed appeals. On August 15th, when the Supreme Court of BC granted Vancouver Island University an injunction to remove the encampment, VIU sent out an email with the court order naming Kashari and her co-defendants in full.
Everybody received it, and from the way VIU described it, you would think that you were opening this case against, or you were reading about this case against a bunch of hooligans who basically, you know, vandalized the university, breaking and entering and all that stuff.
Now she says there are concerns for her safety. She says she's been doxxed several times, with anonymous people posting her and her family's personal information online. She says the other students listed in the case have been victims of repeat harassment targeting the group and spreading false information about them.
I get, even to this day, people on Facebook or social media comment about knowing who I am and how I'm sued by the university, and then they would list allegations that didn't even make any sense.
Noah Ross is a lawyer who represented the encampment protesters and later the two students during their appeal against the university.
I was surprised that the university went ahead with it because it seemed like they'd gotten what they wanted, which was the encampment to not be able to be there.
He says that case against Kashari is a part of a growing trend in Canada. Universities have long used suspensions to punish academic misconduct, not so much for non-academic misconduct, such as protests.
They're kind of a new, at least in terms of the institutions in this part of the world, they're a relatively new creation. And there isn't a lot of jurisprudence or precedent of these cases being and what sort of standards apply to them.
Ross says a university can set up whatever sort of sanctions they want for student activities.
You know, they set up their own what they call a decision matrix, which is a way of calculating how serious the misconduct was and then determining a sanction for it. And they're doing that kind of on their own without a lot of oversight. Also, they're also asserting that the Charter of Rights and Freedoms doesn't apply, so that the university are saying they effectively have a very free hand in terms of disciplining students. If it doesn't apply, then the university is more of a privatized space where you're getting education from a corporation, I think it feels like more. And then, you know, that would be a way we could go as a society.
CHY reached out to VIU for comment and was told the university does not comment on individual student investigations. However, VIU was sent a statement saying that, quote, VIU strictly adheres to established policies and processes to address any concerns or complaints and ensures that all concerns are addressed through a fair and transparent process in alignment with university policies and the student code of conduct, end quote. It also states that the university is committed to a safe and supportive environment for all members of the university community. Kashawi and the other students suspended by the university are now awaiting the results of their appeal, which should be released very shortly. Kashawi says that despite the harassment and suspension, she has no regrets about her protesting efforts.
When we stand up against that, it's honestly, not only do you not regret it, it's the greatest honor. It's the very least that we could do. And the university is how they're acting, how they're reacting to these protests, and especially VIU. I mean, that speaks more about them than us.
For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.